Jacqueline Woodson's childhood was divided between two worlds, Ohio and South Carolina, leaving her feeling just halfway home between two places in the turbulent 1960s. In her opening poem, she writes, "I am born on a Tuesday at University Hospital, Columbus, Ohio, USA, a country caught between black and white. I am born not long before the time or far from the place where my great-great-grandparents worked the deep, rich land, unfree, dawn till dusk, unpaid, drank cool water from scooped-out gourds, looked up and followed the sky's mirrored constellation to freedom. I am born in Ohio, but the stories of South Carolina already run like rivers through my veins." But while the civil rights movement serves as a backdrop to Woodson's memoir, her story is so much more. It's a story of family, her father's people in Ohio, her mother's people in rural South Carolina. It's the story of losing a beloved grandparent and finding a best friend. And perhaps most importantly, it's a story of finding one's own voice through books and the magic of words, all told in Woodson's deceptively simple verse. "I want to catch words one day. I want to hold them, then blow gently, watch them float right out of my hands." Woodson's passion for stories and words permeates her memoir with exquisite metaphorical verse, weaving a patchwork of her life experience as warm as a grandparent's embrace. Jacqueline Woodson has won just about every award possible for children's books, but this memoir is her most accessible work yet. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, young or old, Woodson's Brown Girl Dreaming is for everyone who has had a childhood. It's for anyone who has struggled to find their own voice. It's for anyone who loves a good book. Woodson writes, "I read them again and again, the story settling into memory. Too slow, my teacher says, read faster. Too babyish, the teacher says, read older. But I don't want to read faster or older or any way else that might make the story disappear too quickly from where it's settling in my brain, slowly becoming a part of me. A story I will remember long after I've read it for the second, third, 10th, 100th time." Brown Girl Dreaming will be available at the Park City Library when it reopens on June 13th. It is a story you will remember and you will read over and over and over. This is Bobby Pyron from the Park City Library Board wishing you memorable reading.